The Bendigo Comedy Festival is up and about, and we're very pleased to have Danielle Walker with us, who is on tonight at the Shamrock and was the winner of the Best Newcomer last year. Danielle, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Now, it's always hard, I reckon, when you interview comedians because, you know, there is an expectation that, well, hey, you'll be funny all the time and all that sort of stuff. But what is it? What is funny to you?
My family, probably the thing that I find the most funny, and then secondly, probably death.
Okay. In that order, what is it about your family that you find funny?
Oh, they're all crazy but don't know that they're crazy. They all think that they're really normal, but they do ridiculous things.
Right.
All the time.
Yeah, well, I guess many of us have at least some family members, which I'm probably the one in my family, just quietly, who do similar things to that. But is it just observing people and things? Is that where you draw your humour from?
Yeah, I guess. I don't really know because it always changes. I think I like watching people and seeing what they're doing that's funny, but then also I just see things that I think are funny, like what people think the Loch Ness Monster is funny to me, or ghosts, people's ghost stories. I don't know. It's always just changing. I don't really have a formula for it yet.
And at what point did you sort of work out, you know, these observations that I'm seeing, I reckon I can turn them into a comedy act and I reckon I can be funny? Like, when does that sort of bit hit you?
Well, I didn't really figure it out myself. Everybody else told me I should do it before I started to do it. So I guess they figured it out for me and then told me, and then I could, from there, decide to do it.
And initially, did you believe them?
I think at first I thought, because it was just my cousins, I just thought they just thought me funny because we spent a lot of time together. But then the more people who told me to do it, I was like, well, actually, maybe I should do this. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, and I was going to say that first time you actually got out to do your first 5 minutes or 10 minutes, which I'm sure on stage would have felt like about 3 hours. Describe that experience for us.
That was so great. I was in Townsville because that's where I'm from, and I thought I was going to do deadpan comedy, and then I got my first laugh, and then I just started being really silly, and I had the best time ever. Yeah, it was just a bunch of people doing their first ever gigs in Townsville for comedy. It was such a great night.
I know. I've hosted a few things over the years, and there is no question that when you do something and you get a laugh back from the audience, it is like a drug, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Petra, what about, do you ever have those nights where you walk out and you sort of, you know, I don't know, do your first couple of bits of shtick and you think to yourself, oh, my God, this is going to be a hard night.
I mean, not often, but if it happens, then I tend to tell them there's something wrong with them and you better get on board because you're here for an hour. So,
yeah.
And enjoy yourself.
So somebody coming along to your show, what can they expect?
They can expect, I guess, a lot of family stories, a lot of drawings, a little bit of Tom Jones, just, I think, like a lot of fun and silliness.
Drawings and Tom Jones. Well, there's a combination you don't often hear, I must say, with a bit of family thrown in. Sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, we've got a couple of tickets to the show, so we'd love to give them away as well, which we will do, and people can call 5444 1071 if they would like to go along to that. Danielle, it's fantastic to talk to you, and the Bendigo Comedy Festival has obviously been good for you, Best Newcomer last year, and must have given you a real kick along.
Yeah, I did that at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. Was the Best Newcomer. It was so much fun. I got to go over to London and do my show over there after, which was so great, to be able to go overseas and perform to people that, you know, are hearing about rural Australian life for the first time.
Yeah. And is I downgraded you from Best Newcomer at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. please forgive me. But have you found that comedy, generally speaking, is international? Like, you can be talking to a room full of English people or Scottish people or whatever, and they can still find humour in, Central Australian regional life, for instance.
Oh, yeah, they just don't... I think they think that I'm sort of making it seem a lot more crazy than it is, when really it is just that crazy in the country.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, it's fantastic to talk. Good luck with the show. Thanks for coming back to Bendigo. We love having you here, and really appreciate you taking the time to have a chat on the show this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Good on you. Danielle Walker, Bendigo Comedy Festival, Shamrock.